Congratulations, you. You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast. Yes, you are.
We have Mr. Karu, who's coming to us live from, I assume, Tamaki Makaurau, correct?
Yeah, Tamaki Makaurau, Avondale. Yeah.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah. How are you doing this morning? You got the day off? You're chilling?
Yeah, I'm chilling. I'm relaxing. I'm pretty good. I just sunk a coffee as well, so I'm feeling good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm very good. You do seem very energized. It's good to see.
Yeah. I'm definitely a coffee fanatic. Eh? Me and my girlfriend are just, big time. We're baristas for years, and so we're big snobs now.
Nice. Are you like a hot coffee kind of guy or an iced coffee kind of guy?
Oh, my God. It's really dependent on my mood. Eh? I feel like it does change. But usually, I'd say a hot coffee. But, like, on a hot summer's day, you can't beat an iced oat latte, mate.
Mm-hmm. Totally. I used to be really into, like, iced lattes with flavoring, but I feel like it's good to just keep it with the coffee. Otherwise, it feels like you're drinking a milkshake in some ways.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm more about like adding an extra shot to the iced latte when you've got that much milk, you know, and just like may as well.
Mm-hmm. In an interview, I saw you were asked what the top three things to do in Tamaki Makaurau are, and you said the Museum of Technology and Transport. And I googled this place because I had no idea it existed, and all I saw were pictures of trains and planes. Are you more of a train or a plane guy?
I'll say I'm a train guy. Yeah, just like hell yeah. In terms of the experience of like taking that transportation, trains are like usually a bit more spacious. You can kind of kick back a little bit.
Less loud. Yeah, less loud. Less risk of death. Yeah. I think. I hope.
Yeah, I'd say less. That adds to it. Yeah.
Yeah, nice. And also more affordable and I don't know, less carbon emissions per person, I think. Well, no,
exactly.
I know. Yeah, no, trains are the best. Very, very, very good thing to say there, comrade. I want to talk about the EP Back to Back, because listening to it yesterday, it's somehow smoother than butter. I mean, Brandon and the guests effortlessly bounce off of your beats with some real swag and really incredibly funny bars, and the beats are just so damn light, catchy, and refreshing. And with this being your eighth year making electronic music, do you have any challenges you want to set for yourself or different styles you're wanting to embrace?
I did not even realize it was my eighth year making music. That's crazy that you did the math. Yeah. I think that I don't know, there's so many styles of music that I love to produce and that I love to touch on, and I think that like my obsession with UK garage has been like incredibly fun, you know, and I love exploring the genre, and I think that when I first got into producing it, I just wanted to fully figure it out and learn all the history of it, and I feel like it just helps influence it just helps make the music better if you know exactly where it came from and have a good idea of the history. And I think I'd really love to delve into the history of more genres kind of adjacent to UK garage this year. Like, I've been really into UK funky and more like hard house and like faster kind of techno styles as well, and so I don't know, this year I really want to expand the palette and kind of touch on a lot of different styles, because I don't know, when I got into mixing and DJing live, I feel like there's so many different contexts that you're thrown into as a DJ, and I think that having that like in-depth knowledge on a broad range of genres can just really like improve your prowess as a DJ, and you can kind of just show up to any context without any worries or stress. And so I think expanding the palette. I've also been really into like broken beat, like a kind of like a little bit slower, more jazz inspired influenced subgenre, and that's been really captivating for me as well. And so I think it will be touching on a lot of different genres this year.
Awesome. I like that you said it's good to know where the music comes from, and it's funny, we were talking about dubstep earlier before we went on air, because dubstep originates in the UK from artists like Burial. You got some other great ones like Mala. Have you listened to that much? All the old good dubstep?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it was funny, when I was growing up and I was about 15, 16, during the like Skrillex, Brostep wave, I didn't really understand the original dubstep that I heard, the OG stuff. I was like, where's the obnoxious,
where's the wob
big bass lines? Yeah. But I feel like in retrospect, when I've gone back and listened to it, like, I can totally see like how it's been so influential as a genre, you know, and so I definitely appreciate and have a lot of love for that style, you know, because I feel like it's definitely has a lot of UK garage influence. You know, dubstep was born from the more like darker experimental side of UK garage, and yeah, have nothing but love for that genre.
Totally. And it's also, I kind of love the political context of it as well, being kind of post Thatcher and during the Tony Blair years, which involved, of course, the Iraq War and a few other things, and the economy just kind of falling to bits, and then this really like weird working class industrial music coming out of Britain. You know, fantastic stuff. Fantastic stuff. On New Year's Eve, you recapped the year on Instagram, saying that you've dropped 30 plus tracks in 2024. You played shows all over Aotearoa, including a Boiler Room set. You won an award at the Aotearoa Alternative Awards. You had a residency on George FM and spent 6 weeks traveling the US and Europe. Do you feel pretty comfy at the pace you're going? You know, are you going too fast? How do you feel? Do you feel okay? You're not too energetic.
Yeah,
too,
I think I'm all good. Stressed out. There's a little bit of stress, you know. I think for a while, particularly earlier last year, when I was saving for this big trip that my partner and I were taking overseas, and I was working full time and trying to balance that with playing shows and making music, and it was really difficult. And I think just recently I've managed to get the balance right, just working part time at my job, just about 2 or 3 days a week, and then just because I've been so busy this summer, I've had that extra time to focus on getting the sets ready and finishing off music. I feel like it is I do feel like I'm moving at a pretty fast pace, and I feel like sometimes I forget about things and things get pushed to the side when I get excited about the next new thing that I'm interested in. But it's fun, man. I just feel like I'm just trying to enjoy being creative, and I don't know, trying to take whatever opportunities come my way. And sometimes it can feel like I'm pushing pretty hard and going pretty fast, but it's something that I love doing anyway and that I'm so passionate about, and so I don't know, I can't complain, you know.
I think you've got a very rare talent of being able to match quality with quantity, which not a lot of people are able to do, so I think that's definitely in your favor.
Thank you, man, that means a lot. I really appreciate that. Cheers.
Oh, of course, my friend, of course. I love on the EP cover there's a real Skux Nissan Skyline there in a parking garage. It kind of looks like if Midnight Club was set in Tamaki Makaurau.
Yo.
Oh my goodness, it's fantastic. Do you play those games on the PS2 back in the day?
Oh yeah, hell yeah, man. Yeah. Actually, definitely like Midnight Club, the original like Need for Speeds on PS2. And I recently downloaded a PSP emulator on my phone. Yeah. I've been playing the old Midnight Club on my phone, and that's a mean one, bro. Yeah, definitely spent a lot of hours in Midnight Club and Need for Speed.
That's so good, man. I really miss the PSP because it was such a cool console. It was so well designed, and the CDs, the little plastic CDs, they were so cool. Used for that as well, unfortunately.
Yeah, there's a lot of nostalgia there. For anyone listening, you can get a PSP emulator on your iPhone, and it's free, and you can play every PSP game on your phone. I've been really enjoying that lately.
I might have to do that. I really love the Killzone game and Daxter and a few others. I had tons of them, eh? I love
that. Yeah, nice. I've been meaning to play Daxter. I've heard good things about it.
It's real fun. Real fun. Sir. I want to talk about you and Brandon's relationship. How long have you been in each other's orbit for?
Damn, you know, I have like a pop duo that I'm a part of.
Yeah, Amoogie.
And we've been performing for years. And I think when we first started performing, it would have been back in like 2016 or 2017. It was around the time that Brandon Shiraz and Lightskin John dropped their mixtape Jive Days. And I don't know, I think just around that time, like, we knew of Brandon and his mates working on music, and we like loved their output, but we were never really in the same circle of friends. And so we've known of each other for years, and maybe about like 3 or 4 years ago, I was working at a bagel shop, and I got Brandon's brother a job there. And we just became super tight. Brandon's brother's name's Dalian. And we just became, super tight and got along really well. And from that, I think that, we just got closer with Brandon, and we were always sharing music back and forth. And Brandon's brother Dalian was always playing us his unreleased stuff, Brandon's unreleased stuff, and we were just always so amazed. And so I don't know, I think there was like a lot of mutual respect there and a lot of mutual love for each other's craft and each other's art. And yeah, it kind of just felt like natural, and that it was time for us to work on something together. I think, yeah, it's probably been a long time coming, and it's something that we've like floated the idea of for a while. But yeah, it just felt like the right time to really push for it to happen.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a sort of like Freddie Gibbs / Madlib approach to creation, where Brandon chose some beats to write to and voice over, and then you recorded and refined them, or was it much more, I guess, collaborative?
It was kind of each track kind of came together differently. Like the title track, Back to Back, was that started as just like a little loop that I made, and it was actually one that I had posted up on my Instagram story. Just because occasionally I'll just share some work in progress beats that I'm making. And I think he had heard it and he said they really liked it. And so I ended up sending it through to him. And then after he had recorded his vocals to it, I managed to just kind of, yeah, work on it more and expand on the structure and the sound design and stuff. And the track No Time with EO, mm-hmm. That came together. It started as just like a small beat that I had made, almost just like a small 8-bar loop. And we kind of expanded on it after Brandon said that he wanted to get EO involved, and then I had thought that it would be a great track to get Kenny Sterling on, and so we kind of send that out to Brandon's mates, and then yeah, that's how that track came together. The track with Jana, that one was a collaborative one. Like Brandon came around to my place and we cooked up the beat together in the studio, mm-hmm. and I feel like that was really fun. That was a cool process, and it was cool to see how he approaches production and how it differs from me. And yeah, it was fun. I feel like that beat really came together quite quickly and off the cuff. And yeah, so it's been some of those beats, yeah, I made in advance and sent his way, but a few of them were kind of made on the spot and had some last minute changes, and yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice, man, nice. I want to touch on the track Poster Boys, which closes the EP off, and I love the transition from the darker jungle sound to garage on the kind of end of it. It was really absolutely seamless. Was that tricky to pull off?
Yeah, that was actually like fully Brandon's idea. Like I had the track just have kind of just ride out and have a little outro. And Brandon had actually, he had dug up this beat that I had sent him probably about 2 or 3 years ago. And he had stitched it on to the end of the beat, and then he did all his vocal chops and everything. And so he was like, this is how the song should go, bro. Halfway through, it's going to flip into this jungle beat that you sent me 3 years ago. And I was like, okay. And I had to find my old laptop from back when I made that beat to recover all the files from it so that we could, create the jungle outro for the track. And yeah, it was kind of, it was all Brandon's idea, but he was just adamant that it would be such a sick switch up, and that would be a good way to close out the album. And I think you're totally right, man.
Yeah, totally. He definitely was on the money there. Do you reckon there's going to be the first of more collabs to come?
Oh, 100%. You know, I think, yeah, like I said earlier, like these days I'm super tight with Brandon, and we've got a bunch of shows lined up together as well, which we're looking forward to. And yeah, I think it's just a matter of time before we've got some more stuff that we're sitting on. And yeah.
Awesome. Well, before we ask about any shows, I do want to touch on Amoogie for a second, if that's all right. I did see in a post from last year, someone commented that they missed Amoogie, and it was on one of your Instagram posts, and you replied there was something big in the works. Where are we at with that project?
It's getting there. You know, it's been slow, and I think at the same time, like, Amoogie was a project that both Yeri and I had been working on since high school. You know, when we were about 17, we became close mates and we started working on music together. And then first year out of high school, we briefly signed with Sony Music, and we had this huge string of shows for a few years. And we were just so busy for so long. And I think that when we got to this point, it just felt natural to take a break, you know. And I think we've both been enjoying focusing on different creative outputs. But yeah, the album, we're working on an Amoogie album. That's the plan. And mm-hmm. we've written a bunch of tracks and we're in the process of recording them. But we're really not trying to rush it. I think it's we're trying to enjoy the process while we make it. And we just know that it'll come together in its own time. And mm-hmm. Yeah, we really just want to when we do end up releasing some songs, we don't just want to drop one single. We really want to have a complete body of work that people can enjoy and get familiar with before we go and play any shows to support it or anything. And so, yeah, we're kind of just in the process of, getting the project together and making all the songs make sense together and recording everything. And then I think that, we'll see. I'm really excited about the stuff that we're working on. But I don't really know how long it's going to take to finish. You know, making an album is not easy, especially when we're both like as busy as we are. You know,
but we'll
get there.
No, I think it's good to just take your time with it. You've got lots of other stuff on the boil, so you're all good.
Mm.
I know that you and Brandon have a few shows in the North Island, Te Ika a Maui. But will you be gracing Te Waipounamu or Te Poti Dunedin any time this year?
We don't have anything locked in, but if anyone out there listening wants to book us to come down to the South Island, we would fucking absolutely love to make it. So please hit us up, send us an email. I would love to come down to Dunners. I would love to come do a Christchurch show or some shit. Like, please hit us up, because we're super keen.
Awesome. Okay, well, you heard it here. If there are any promoters or any booking people, get in touch with old mate Karu or Brandon Shiraz, because it'd be awesome to have you down here. I mean, I feel like we could use a bit of that energy. Engineer.
Oh, hell yeah, man. Yeah, we'd love to come down. Yeah.
It'd be super awesome. All right, I want to thank you for your time and coming on the program. Hope you have a fantastic day. And I'm looking forward to hearing the Amoogie thing when it drops. But no stress. Take your time.
Yeah. Oh, cool. No, thanks so much for having me, man. Yeah, cheers. And sorry if I was kind of like tripping up over my words.
You're good, man. Have a great day. And I'll see you on the flip side.
Sweet ass. Cheers.
Take care.
Bro.
See you. Bye. See ya. All right, folks, that was Karu. We're chatting with them about their new EP, Back to Back. And we're going to play No Time featuring EO from that EP right now. Then we have Kai Time after that. You're listening to The One. Here they are, Karu and Brandon Shiraz from the new EP, Back to Back. Let's go. Thank you for listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There's heaps more at r1.co.nz.